This is episode 92. What should we do when things don't go the way we planned? Wednesday with Jenny, the queen of being seen.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Cups. My name is Svetlana, and each day we share an inspirational story or message to help you create the business and life you deserve.
Hi, Jenny, and welcome back to Entrepreneur Cast. So great to have you back on the show today.
Thank you for having me back. I've loved recording these. I love it. Thank you.
So, Jenny, what I want to talk about today is about what should we do when things are not going the way we planned it. You and I are both speakers, and we know how it can be there, and we know how some people get the nerves and just can't do it. And I'll bring you a couple of examples, actually. The first one it just happened a couple of years ago, and I was speaking in front of my colleagues, other speakers, and that was the most terrifying experience ever, because I spoke before in audiences and I taught and it was all fine, but when I had to speak in front of my colleagues I just was terrified. And I remember coming on stage and my legs started shaking and my voice seemed like trembled, but then I got on with it and I got going. But on the same side, like years ago when I was a kid and I was in school, that's that, like almost nobody knows this, but I was, we had a school play and I was given two lines to learn. It was literally two lines. So I get on stage, I say my first line and I forgot the second one. And I was standing there, and it seemed like it was forever. And I just couldn't say a thing. My mind went blank. And it's really funny how years and years after, you know, I went through a huge build-up. I've built myself, I've built the confidence, and now I can speak, and it doesn't terrify me anymore. But back then, as a kid, I don't even know how I transitioned back into speaking, because it was quite a traumatic experience. So, I know you train a lot of speakers, and you know that people go through those things. So what do you think, or what do you advise to people to do when things are not going right on stage?
First thing I want to say is, like, Svetlana, to you, kudos, absolute kudos to you. I have sat in front of people, like grown adults, men and women, who have virtually had tears in their eyes because they messed up on something when they spoke, myself included. I never started off as a confident speaker. I was a chatterbox as a kid. I would chat for England. But when it came to properly publicly speaking, I remember one significant moment. I was working for Thomas Cook's at the time, actually, and I just applied to be a holiday rep. And part of the interview process was that you had to kind of jump up and say different things. I was as nervous as anything, but I used my humour to get me through it until I got the job. We were at a conference in Mallorca. I remember this, 500 people. And the managing director at the time was talking about the transition that Thomas Cook and Sunworld Holidays were making. They were about to merge, and only people that worked for the company at the time knew that. And in the middle of all of these things, I don't even know why to this day, but obviously I'd made some form of impression, visibility, standing out, go figure. In the middle of addressing like these people, these aspiring holiday reps and head reps and department heads, he said, there's something very special going on between Thomas Cook and Sunworld. In fact, I know someone who will be able to explain this to us. So I was sat there in the audience thinking, yeah, he's going to bring on his associate director or something. And all of a sudden, he said, "My name, my name." And I was sat in this crowd thinking, "No, why? No, I just work for Thomas Cook. Leave me alone." The last thing I wanted to do was to open my mouth. The very last thing I wanted to do was to speak. Thankfully, as nervous as I was, I've got this, I don't know where I get it from. So I've got it from my parents. Thank you, parents. I've got this do first, panic later. And if I'm put in an extreme situation, I come out looking as cool as a cucumber when inside I'm literally hyperventilating. And as he said my name, I was thinking, well, I'm at this conference and this is part of like the ongoing interview process. If I refuse to stand up and speak, they might say, "Sorry, you haven't got the job anymore. Go home." So I actually remember standing up out of my chair and saying, "Well, I don't know too many details." And I remember looking round at the room and addressing the room. "I don't know too many details, but from what I understand, Thomas Cook and Sunworld are going to be merging, and Thomas Cook are going to be buying Sunworld, which means that we're all going to be one great big happy family." Everyone giggled. I sat down. My gosh, I think I fell down because my legs shook so much. I don't think I could have stood up much more. And it was like the adrenaline shot went in afterwards. My hands were shaking, my lips were shaking. I came over all hot. Now, you and I, Svetlana, and those of you listening who resonate with that are in good company. I was sharing with Svetlana, there is on YouTube, there's I think it's like 90 second video clip of a man called Michael Bay. Michael Bay was like the CEO, still is, I believe, the CEO of Samsung. Now imagine this, Samsung are bringing out this new TV. The press are waiting to hear about it. It's been rehearsed. It's been a speech has been prepared. He stands on the stage in this very high-ranking position, representing his company, to tell the waiting press and the waiting audience all about this new fantastic piece. What do you think happens next? Type in Michael Bay walks off stage, and you'll see the clip on YouTube. But this is what happens next. He gets onto the stage, he starts to address the audience. Now, what was interesting to me is having helped like hundreds and thousands of people from corporate backgrounds to entrepreneurial one-man bands to school teachers to fitness trainers to be able just to present themselves in a way that feels comfortable, I noticed something really strange. I noticed that when he stood up, it's like his nerves seemed to go. He seemed to be doing a lot of inner reflection, at which point I was hooked because I thought this cannot turn out in the way it's supposed to. And how the clip ends, spoiler alert, is that he actually walks off the stage and says, "I can't do this," and walks off the stage. Poor man. He went back a few days later and he successfully launched, and I'm sure he's successfully launched before. But what I want to demonstrate is that this doesn't pick on certain people who it's their first public speaking gig or something has gone wrong or something has gone right. And there are three things in what Svetlana said and in that story and in my own story that I want to share with you that I think will help. So if you're feeling the fear around speaking and you might have done it hundreds and thousands of times before, but it starts to go wrong, here are a couple of things you can do. So the first thing is knowing that you need to speak. I didn't, the time when I was at the conference, I had no clue, which probably helped me because I think I'd have just passed out. But knowing that you're going to be speaking, whether you're amongst, peers or anything else, which I'll come on to in a bit, the best thing that you can do is to rehearse it. Now, if you don't have the time to physically stand and say it out loud, do what the best top performing athletes do, mentally rehearse it. Here's what you do. You become in like a daydream state. You imagine watching yourself giving your talk. Now, the great thing is because you're mentally rehearsing, the timeline shrink. Imagine watching a video of yourself giving your talk. Look at how you walk on stage. Now, this is interesting because most people that are nervous about public speaking, they do this automatically. But they imagine themselves running up the stairs of the stage, tripping over, falling on the floor, the audience gasping in horror, them being on the floor. They get up and then they go bright red. Imagine their legs are shaking, their lips are wobbling, their voice isn't very loud. Nothing comes out. You really do. Any of you that have ever worried about being nervous, you already mentally rehearse this. Let's stop with the mental rehearsal of everything going wrong and start thinking about how you want to come across, how you want to sound, how you want to convey yourself. So your only job with your mental rehearsal is to play the video as slowly as you like of you with credibility, with confidence, with gravitas walking onto the stage. The good thing is, because you're mentally rehearsing this, if you get on the stage and you start to speak and you don't like the way you start it, now I'm going to probably show my age, but you press pause, rewind it back to the bit you were last happy with, and then rehearse it forward again. Watching the adoration of the audience faces as they grip onto your every word, watching yourself with confidence, nice, great, big, open body language gestures, having fun, enjoying yourself, making the audience laugh, throwing your head back in gay abandon, you know, because you're so happy. That's how you want to rehearse it, okay? So mentally rehearse it. The cool thing about mentally rehearsing something is, rather than spending the time rehearsing how it could go wrong, you could do this 20 or so times. Your brain thinks that you're actually doing it. You get the feeling of doing it. And when you walk on the stage, it's like you've done it 1,000 times before. You set yourself up for success. So that's the first thing, rehearse it. All the best athletes will tell you, I'm sure Usain Bolt imagines himself like not even running, but just like a stripe of yellow and green shooting down the track and standing there with his hands on his hips waiting for everyone to cross the finishing line. I'm sure that that's how he mentally rehearses. So that's the first thing. Now, the second thing, let's talk about nerves. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. When you feel nervous, the only way for you to feel nervous is to create that yourself. You have to create it. Unfortunately, we tend to be more used to creating the nervousness than creating the success and the happiness and the getting it done. So it's almost like our body, if we let it, will go into automatic pilot. To be nervous, you have to do nervousness, if that makes sense at all. You have to create nervousness. And because you're more used to it, you're likely to do it. But there's one problem with nerves. When you create nervousness within yourself, you are now not focusing on your audience or anybody that you're speaking to. You're now only focusing on yourself. So let me ask you a question. Why on earth get onto a stage in front of all these people that really want to hear what you've got to say and then cut them out to focus on yourself? You can't do two emotions at exactly the same time. You can go from nervous to happy, but why not choose just to be happy, engaging, confident, or whatever the thing is that you need? So next time you're feeling nervous, cut yourself some slack, take a deep breath. Oxygen, a big intake of oxygen will kill some of the adrenaline that's coursing through your body. Take a few deep breaths and start to focus on the audience. Don't focus on whether they're looking at you with furrowed brow or whether they're understanding what you're saying or whether they're questioning you. Focus on them drinking in your words, them being interested in what you've got to say, them wanting to know more about you, how they can connect with you, your products or services. Think, and if you're doing this in a meeting, think more about you giving the people in your meeting a reason to understand your point of view. But don't think about you. It's not about you. It's never about you. If you're doing nerves, you are making it all about you. It's as simple as that. Okay. And the third thing to do is the audience, like make the audience matter. So in Svetlana's example that she gave, in what Michael Bay did, in what I did, I actually kind of did this subconsciously. I stood up and said, well, I don't know that I'm the person to be speaking about this. Now, I have heard a lot of public speakers that seem very confident and very happy get on a stage and the first words that come out of their mouth is something like, I'm nervous. Oh, I'm really nervous about doing this. I don't like public speaking. Why on earth would you put that as your stake in the ground? There's no need for it. So when you get up on stage, make it really important for the audience to understand what you do. And I would recommend at this point, you start your sentence with, I am. It almost doesn't matter what it's about, which is a bit counterintuitive. In marketing, we're told it's always about you. I'm really, really pleased to be here. I'm so glad that I've been invited to speak about this thing. It doesn't matter what it is, but something that's going to empower you to make it matter to your audience. Now, the next piece of this that normally feeds into the fear, and this is where Svetlana said this, you know, she's speaking amongst peers. I remember having a very similar conversation when I was training on training NLP techniques and we were being assessed. I love teaching, I love training, but for some reason, I was so nervous that morning that I couldn't even eat lunch. I felt physically sick. And one of the people that was on the course actually did EFT. I felt so nervous, I couldn't do EFT on myself. They got my hand, that's emotional freedom technique. They started tapping on the meridians for me. And they did that for about 20 minutes. And they said, you've got to eat something. I think I ordered a bowl of soup. It managed to lift the feeling of just feeling totally sick from me. But the audience, sometimes we make the audience matter. Oh, it's our peers, or they're all CEOs, or they're all more educated than me, or they all know more than me, or they've been doing it for a lot longer than me. That is sometimes enough for the audience matter. And is that going to be helpful to you? One thing to notice is if you have got any stuff around that, and I remember having a client many years ago who had this thing that she could not speak to anybody with a certain title. If you know that that is going to make you nervous, watch out for when it makes you nervous. You might think it makes you nervous on the day, but actually when you trace it back and think of the last time you had that experience, when you trace it back, you'll find that it's probably taken you 2-3 days, sometimes longer, to build that up. And for some of my most nervous students, they've told me that the minute they knew they had to do the talk, they said yes, and then it started. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be useless. So sometimes you've taken like weeks, days, hours to build that up. So stop building up what that perceived audience can do for you, because it's all inside your head. It's how you take it on. You can either choose to say, brilliant, I'm going to be speaking to a whole audience of other speakers, or fantastic, these people are amongst some of the highest flyers in the world. Or you can choose to say, I'm going to be intimidating, because your choice. I know which one I would choose. So three things to think about. Rehearse, mentally rehearse yourself going through what you're going to do. And anytime you're not happy with your performance, pause, rewind back to the last bit that you were really happy with and go again. Keep doing that. You might find there are certain pieces that you get stuck on, how to open your talk, how to close your talk. If these are pieces you get stuck on, press the pause, stop, rewind, go back and just do it, you know, multiple times until you feel happier about it. So always, always rehearse it. Second thing, you can't be nervous and confident at exactly the same time. So why not choose the emotion that you want to feel? And it will be different for each of you. Choose that emotion, focus on your audience, stop focusing on what's going on internally, and you'll feel 10 times better for doing that. And the third thing, the audience matter because they are listening to you, but don't let the audience make it matter to you. Don't get worried about, oh, well, they're CEOs, or that they're my peers, or maybe they're a bit older than me, or maybe they've been doing it for longer than me, or they've been in business for a long time, or these people have worked at the company for 10 years and this is my second day. All of that is what we do to internalize the external stuff. And actually, if false evidence appearing real is the acronym for fear, none of that's true. It's just what you're telling yourself about the audience. So stop it. Just don't waste the time, okay? So just go in and say what you have to say because you are the person saying it. So I really hope that's helpful. do go out and check out the video of Michael Bay. Honestly, I hope one day that I meet him because I just felt for him so much when I saw that. But remember that there are lots of different things that you can do. And if speaking or presenting your business or selling your business is part of what you need to do, don't do it alone. I say this so much. We struggle, we struggle, we struggle, and it takes us a lot longer. Get some help. Go to someone you know has helped people with this. Go and get some help, and you'll find that you'll be out there and you'll find the joy of speaking, the excitement of it, the gravitas of it, and also the credibility that it brings you, as well as, of course, the visibility. Hope this has been helpful.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Jenny. Let's hope that everybody starts, taking care of the nerves.
Yeah, really.
Sometimes it takes quite a while to work through that, but I totally agree. Preparation is a huge part of it, but also we can't feel two emotions at the same time. So just try and, turn your emotion around, decide on feeling positive. And everything's gonna be all right. Thanks for
Yeah.
coming on the show, and I really look forward to our next week's message.
Yes, me too. Bye for now.